I would like to welcome all of you to the emergency meeting being held March 28th of 2023 for the purpose to adopt a resolution regarding our permanent budget. The time is 4:41 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. At our last meeting pertaining to the permanent budget, we reviewed things, we spent a lot of time on it, and we had anticipated having some feedback from our fiscal officer. I haven't got that, so I worked on this the last couple of days, and I wanted to share this with you so that we could pass a resolution and submit it.
Very good.
Okay. So each of you should have a 2023 permanent budget that has handwritten final from 3/27. Actually, my date was 3/27. We did it earlier. Do you have a copy of that along with a 2023 budget that's clean? You got two documents there. All right. We don't need to rehash everything. That there were a couple adjustments that were made, and I'd like to go through those. Water and sewer. This is line item 1,120, 352. It was 4,000 in our pre 1,000-120-352 is $5,000. Okay. The 353 natural gas, again, it was based on consumption. We had $4,000 in it. We had bumped it to 7,500, but really that was higher than it needed to be. And, excuse me, no, 7,500 is where it needed to be based on consumption.
Okay.
So I just bumped that line item 353, natural gas, to $7,500. Under zoning, nothing. So the total budget for the general fund was $1,575,250. Let's keep this in mind. We should be in good shape. Is that you spinning still? Are you still good recording?
There's a little bit of some interference, it said, but it started audio recording again.
Okay. We had a little late start working on our technology, but we're going to keep an eye on that as we move through it.
Due to the power outage.
Yes, we had a major power outage and affected a lot of things in this building. The next item is the motor vehicle tax. There's no changes to that. It's $38,000. The next item was the gasoline tax. No changes to that. That stays at $311,000. Next item is the roads and bridges. And there is an item, the 2031. 318 number, training services. I believe we had 2,000 previously encumbered, and our last effort, I put down 1,500. I actually think we talked about it, and I just made a mistake, but that has to be 2,000. We can't put in less than what we had encumbered.
Okay.
And so that's the only change there. The total expenses for 2031 are therefore $1,234,600. Next item is the cemetery. No changes. Total Cemetery Fund 2041 is $30,000. Police Department. Now, there was a question here, and I added something because in review, I wasn't sure why we left it out. There may be a reason.
That's the OPERS?
The OPERS.
Well, we took the OPERS out of the Safety Services.
Let's look at that and see where that's at. Because we can change that back. I just didn't want to leave ourselves short.
Right here, it says OPERS. We got $250,000 in there. And 211.
Okay. So with that in mind, should we take that $51,000 back out and leave it blank like we had it? Makes kind of sense. I just wasn't sure what it was in there.
Well, I was kind of surprised when Chief didn't have it in there, but that made sense to me when we were just literally looking at taking that out of the Safety Services part. So if you leave it in there.
We end up at $1,519,500.
Is that over our budget for them?
I don't think so, but let's look.
You're at one.
We're really close.
Five. I don't think it hurts, but I don't think it's needed. I mean, that would be $300,000 in overs. I don't think that's
a lot.
Yeah, I don't think it's needed.
Okay, so I'll pull that back out.
So we're taking the 51 out.
Correct.
Because we use salaries and stuff from the other one before, I don't see why we couldn't use OPERS. You know, it's designated as OPERS. It's in the police category.
Let me just get the calculator going because I didn't bring one out. So we had $1,519,500 minus $51,000 equals 468,500. We'll look at some other adjustments. Following down the 318, 352 water and sewer. No, 318, 352, 353 natural gas. I bumped that to 6,000 from 2,500. That was just based on consumption. So the only other adjustment was operating supplies uniforms. We had 7,500 on the, what we spent was closer to 20,000. So I changed it from 7,500 to $20,000. So that would leave us a total then, total budget police department, $1,468,500. Again, the only changes here were 2081, 318, 353 natural gas, that is now 6,000, 2081, 420, 0620, 20,000. Total for the police is $1,468,500. Fire department, 2023 permanent budget, no changes. That remains 500,000. That is the 2111-220 fire department, 2111. Safety services, I only had one change, and that was...
You had two changes there.
Two changes. Yes, two changes, thank you. $21,91,420,0600 fuel. It was $10,000, according to what I saw in consumption. I bumped it to $17,500. And other expenses, we had it at $100,000, and I think with the adjustment I made, it worked towards putting us over the top, so I reduced the $21,91,599 other expenses to $90,000.
And why did you reduce that?
Because after I raised the fuel,
yeah,
it put us over.
Okay, all right.
Or
it was close.
Okay. Yeah, close.
You had a 1.2 million there.
Under fire, the $21,91, $319, other professional technical. It was $17,500. I bumped it up to $18,000. It's close. $21,91,341 telephone. I bumped it from $600 to $1,000. And that ended up the overall adjustment for the total budget, $21,91 total budget, safety services become $1,103,600. The permissive motor vehicle license tax. We had $133,750. I lowered that to $130,000. I think because we were pushing close to our.
No, you had 133. That was just literally.
We had 100. Okay, I'm sorry. That was right there.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
The exact number. So.
Okay. So we just backed that off so that the 2131 total permissive motor vehicle license tax is $130,000. The American Rescue Plan Fund. I think, again, we wanted to get it, I think, on the number. We may have been over when we figured a rollover from 2022. An adjustment was made to the 2273 line of 330, 599, other expenses. It had been 300,000, and I reduced it to 282,934.18, and that reduced our total to 579,934.18. I think if you take that and you add it to the reason I did that is because there was a Maybe it was on the
appropriation status.
Yeah, on the appropriation status. What line was that?
You have it as
599.
Right.
Yep.
2273.
Okay, well, we didn't appropriate it here.
There's two over there. Make sure you got the right one.
Right here.
this is what, temporary?
That was the 316.
This is from a temporary then, yeah. So we didn't have any money in there right at that time. But we had a balance of 600,000, so what is it? So you're fine, you're underneath the amount that you need to be.
Okay.
I don't think it needs to be changed, but.
Okay, well.
But it's fine, you're not over, that's the big thing. You're at 579, you had 597.
Right, so we're 20 grand lower than we were.
You're fine.
So the 2273 total budget for the American Rescue Plan, $579,934.18.
Right, I think the thinking behind that was we just wanted to have the money appropriated in case we came up with something to use it for.
Which makes sense.
That's why we just put it in there in the other. Because that's just kind of a holding area, we could move it from there.
And then I think on the last page, we had the 2281 Fire and Rescue Ambulance and EMS. And I think due to the when I saw the costs coming in on the EMS, I bumped the 2281 230 360 line from 540 to 560. We had the money for that.
Yeah, we had the money for that.
I just didn't want to get to the end of the year and then have it sneak up on us. And
well, if you, again, we've been in the 30s, high 30s, the low 40s. I just multiplied that times 12. Yeah. So we have money there. Let's say we should be good with that extra money too.
Okay. And so that makes the 2281 total fire and rescue ambulance and EMS value $570,000 even. Yes.
Would you go over the first two or three pages just for the record? Because I think we might have lost that part.
Okay.
And I want it on video.
We can do a summary of our changes right now.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Before we total.
We ended up pulling that 51 out of there, right?
Yeah, the only thing I think we pulled out was the 51.
What'd that do? I'm just finished up, but thank you very much. Actually, I'll use, if somebody wants to use that, it doesn't matter. We'll be all right. We'll figure it out. Okay. So as a summary, 2023 permanent budget. The 1000 series, from our previous approval, we're just changing the 1,120,352 sewer and water from 4,000 to 5,000. And we're changing the 1,120,353 natural gas from 4,000 to 7,500. Zoning, there are no changes. So the total general budget fund, the total budget of the general fund is $1,575,250. For the motor vehicle tax, we had 38,000, it will remain 38,000. For the gasoline tax, Motor vehicle tax was 2011. Gasoline tax is 2021. It remains 311,000. For the road and bridges, I think we just made the one change. 2031 for training services. It was $1,500. We've made it $2,000. Total expenses for the road and bridge fund for item number 2031 is $1,234,600. For the cemetery, there are no changes. It'll 2041, total budget for the cemetery fund is $30,000. For the police department, there are only two changes. The 2081, 318, 353. Natural gas changed from $2,500 to $6,000. And the 2081, 420, 0620 operating supplies, uniforms changed from $7,500 to $20,000. The new total for the total budget for the police department, 2081-210, is $1,468,500. The cemetery, which is 2111-220, total budget fire department stays the same, $500,000. We okay?
I thought you said cemetery.
That was the 2111 fire department. I think the last one might have been.
Okay.
You're welcome to correct me, please.
Okay.
Safety services. We had two changes. We changed 2191, 318, 420, 318, 420, 060, fuel. Changed from 10,000 to 17,500. And the 2191, 420-599, other expenses changed from 100,000 to 90,000. On the 2191 fire, we changed 2191-220-319, other professional technical from 17,500 to 18,000. 2191-220-341 telephone changed from 600 to 1,000. The total budget, 2191 safety services, changed from $1,105,200, that's $1,105,200, to $1,103,600. The 2023 permanent budget permissive motor vehicle license tax. We changed that from $133,750. That was the 2231-760-730 improvement of sights line. Change it from $133,750 to $130,000. So the 2231 total permissive motor vehicle license tax is $130,000. $2,231 permanent budget for the American Rescue Plan Fund. Just made one change. And that's the 2273-330-599. Other expenses, it was $300,000, now $282,934.18. Changing the total 2273 budget for the American Rescue Plan to $579,934.18. $2,281 line for fire, rescue, and ambulance and EMS. We changed the 2281-230-360 contracted services line from $540,000 to $560,000, changing the total 2281 total fire and rescue, ambulance, and EMS from $550,000 to $570,000. Agree with my numbers, I think we're good. If you're not, straighten me out. It's 7 million for our total budget, 7,540,000. 884 dollars and 18 cents.
Yes, that's
what that's I got. Well, we previously passed a motion to submit this to our fiscal officer. I have another document I'd like to read. Any other discussion
on the budget?
On the budget? I have to make this in first. So I will move to adopt resolution number 0328-2023-041 to approve the Medina Township permanent budget dated 3/28 and incorporate this 12-page document by reference.
Second.
Any other comments?
I appreciate you doing the extra footwork and stuff on that. It's kind of hard sometimes when you're flying blind and don't know all the answers, but I think it looks good.
I think we did a good job the other day. I don't know how much of what I did was really necessary, but there were a few things that we seemed like we were over. And I just tried. So
that's what I did.
Yep.
That's what you can only get to do.
With that, I think we have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And I would move to adjourn this emergency meeting. It is 5:09 p.m., Tuesday, March 28th.
I'll second that with a little discussion. Okay. I just want to reach out and tell you guys I appreciate you guys as public officials taking time out of your days. I know we're all busy. This is an important thing for the township, and I just wanted to let you guys know that it doesn't go unseen that you guys and our staff take the time to go that extra mile. So you guys are appreciated.
Well, thank you, and I think we're a good team. We're getting better,
and I concur with all of the above. So, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned at 5:10, Tuesday, March 28th.